Okay, let's read the title of the message as we're still waiting. All together, you can go to page 41. Page 41. Okay, let's read it together. One, two, three. Overcoming because of the blood. Okay, overcoming because of the blood. Okay, okay. Praise the Lord. Overcoming. Hallelujah. Yeah, actually, all this what just happened, it will be perfect for you to get the point. Okay. You know, I don't know if any of you thought about this. In the first three messages, we said that the blood of Christ will solve three problems. And then we come to message four. Why would we have a message four if we solve all the problems? You know, one time I was, I don't remember the title, but it was a ministry book from Wash My Knee. And then I'm going to kind of paraphrase what I read. But after I read it, I never forget about this. He was saying that when we talk about salvation, all the unbelievers and even the believers, they all like it because it's related to us. When we talk about sin, about redemption, for example, when we talk about even the accusations of Satan, all of these things are related to you, right? So we all receive it. We all like it. But then he said, but how many of the believers care for God's purpose? How many of the believers, after everything is solved, they'll still consider what is in God's heart? So when we come to this four message, the feeling is like this. Okay, all the problems are solved, but what about God's heart? So actually, the whole message is just in one verse. Basically, I'm not going to ask all the ones who some of you have been memorizing 140 verses or more. So I hope that you still remember this one. Okay, if you remember Revelation 12:11, just stand up. It can be on your language, but if you know Revelation 12:11, you can just stand up and recite it with me. Okay, ready? Yeah. Okay, ready? All the ones. It's not a test. Maybe tomorrow is going to be a test, but tonight is just part of the message. Okay, ready? If you know it, ready, go. And they overcame us the blood of the Lamb because of the word of the testimony. And God loved the whole life unto that. One more time. And they overcame of the Lamb. And because of their word of their testimony. Just the whole life unto that. Hallelujah. So the blood of the Lamb is not only a blood who can redeem us. That's at the beginning of the Bible. It's not only the blood that can take away the stain of sin, of guilt, the guilt feeling in us. And it's not only a blood that can take, kind of counterattack the accusations of Satan, but also the blood of Christ is an overcoming blood. This is the last mention of the blood in the Bible. So it's important. The last mention of the blood in the Bible is the overcoming blood of Christ. You know, when I came into the church life, I wasn't a young person. I was 22. I was in college. And I remember that when I started meeting with the saints, first of all, when they called me saint, I was like, I don't know if they know me. I don't know. I'm not that holy. But then when I started meeting with the saints, I started noticing that the way they pray. For example, I remember the first time I went to a home and they were ready to eat. They prayed something like, Christ, you are the reality of this food. And I was like, It sounds very strange if you're not in the church life and you pray with another believer, praying something like that is like, what do you mean? No? But then another prayer that I remember hearing many times was, Lord, thank you for your prevailing blood. Amen. Have you ever heard that prayer? From the saints, thank you for your prevailing blood. So as I was preparing, I realized, I never pay attention why they pray like that. I maybe pay attention when they said, thank you for your redeeming blood. Thank you for your blood that cleanses from sin, from guilt. But this prayer is different. It's a prayer of prevailing. So that means that the blood not only take away our problems, but it's a prevailing, overcoming blood. Yeah. So praise the Lord for the overcoming blood. Yeah. So now, in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, there is this call for overcomers. And this verse is very key. If you want to be an overcomer, you need to know this verse. Because here there's three things that the overcomers, all the overcomers will have. And if you read the verse, it's in past tense, right? It says, they became, right? They overcame. So that means that at that point, they already did these three things again and again. So actually, I heard this from the brothers. They say, an overcomer is one who comes over and over again. So how do you overcome? By coming over and over again. And I will say, applying these three things, you come over and over and over again to these three things. And for sure, the first one is the blood. Well, I'm going to leave that at the end. And I'm going to start with the last one. I have a little feeling with the last one. Because you need the blood for the three. Well, you know, the last thing of an overcomer is one who don't love their soul life even unto death. You know, let me read a verse here. This is in 2 Timothy chapter 3. I'm going to read verse 1 and 2. Okay? I'm going to start with verse 1. It says, but know this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. So we are on the last days, saints. Young people, we are on the last days. The Lord is coming. He needs the overcomers to come. And then he says, for men will be lovers. And it's very interesting. There's a list of lovers in those verses. But the first mention, the first lover, is the lovers of self. So when the Lord comes, a lot of people will be loving themselves. Actually, they are loving themselves today. If you consider society, society is loving themselves. I know that there's a country, I'm not going to mention the country, that they have a day that is for them, for you. That day is for you. You spend everything on you. All your money, whatever deals are on that day, are for you, for yourself. Okay? Let me give you another example that one time I read. One time I read about this lady, this woman, who decided to marry herself. Can you believe that, sisters? It sounds very, very... When I read it, I have to read it again. I was like, what? She went to a priest, and she asked the priest that she wanted to marry herself. Can you believe that? So when the Lord comes back, actually, it's already happening. There's people who love themselves more than the Lord. So praise the Lord. We need to overcome this. Amen. I hope, young people, that you learn to don't love yourself. In other words, to don't become a self-centered person. For this, we need the blood. I'm going to come back to this. But let's pray all together. Lord, save me from being a self-centered person.
Oh. Save me from being a self-centered person.
You know, the whole world is leading the young people to be like that. But the overcomers, they don't love their soul life unto death. And I will say, it's not that the Lord will ask you to do something extreme, but he will start with the small things. For example, how many of you, before you came to this conference, you thought, I'm going to be 7 days or 8 days in another bed. I'm not going to sleep on my comfy, comfortable bed. You don't have to raise up your hand, but how many thought about that? Maybe the parents, right? But you know, all of us, we are here, praise the Lord. We overcame. You know, our overcoming is not becoming a hero. But little by little, the Lord, with small things, he's training us to overcome. To overcome ourselves. For example, another example, a little about related to the Lord and the gospel. The brother shared this morning about being witnesses. You know, a witness has to lose their face. You cannot talk to a stranger if you love yourself, or at least if you love yourself too much. So may the Lord make us those who don't love ourselves. The overcomers don't love themselves. They love the Lord. Okay, so that's the last one, right? Then the one in the middle, what it says? Because of the word of their testimony. And I'm gonna leave this because it is related to the blood. I'm gonna come back to this, but what is to overcome? What does this word mean? Okay, do you want to be an overcomer? If you want to be an overcomer, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, if you're going to be an overcomer, you need to know what is to be an overcomer, right? You need the definition. So in the Greek, the word overcome means to conquer, to prevail. And I like this one. I never pay attention to this definition. It's to win the case. And it's going to make a lot of sense when I get to a certain point of the outline. But we need to win the case. Amen. And you know, when you are in front of a judge, the way to overcome is not by fighting, right? I mean, if you fight, you lose. The way you win in front of a judge is through your speaking. So whoever is defending you has to speak. So that's why the word of our testimony is so important. So how do you know that someone is overcoming? His speaking becomes stronger. They become full of faith. Not in themselves, because if you love yourself, your speaking will not have that much effect. But if you love the Lord, if you depend on the Lord, the word of your testimony will become stronger and stronger. Okay? So to overcome, actually, the word in Greek, I think we all know the word, because there's a brand, Nike. That's the word for overcomer. Probably some of you have shoes with that, a check, right? Yeah. So that is the word for overcomers. So every time that you put on your shoes, if you have that brand, you should say, I want to overcome today. Yeah. The overcomers are the ones who prevail. So that's what I said. It's not enough to learn to apply the blood for our separation. It's not enough. And I'm saying it's not enough. You have to apply it. It's not enough to take care of guilt. And it's not enough the accusations of the enemy. The last call in the Bible is, who will learn to use the blood? Amen. To overcome? Yeah. Praise the Lord! Amen. We have the blood of Christ to overcome. Yeah. And I have a lot of feeling, because in this age, young people, you are being attacked with a lot of things to cause you to be depressed. And I know that on one hand, yes, some are depressed and they need some medication, they need some treatment. But a lot of young people, they don't need that. A lot of them people, they are not in that situation. But the enemies, the accuser of the brothers day and night. His whole intention is to make the believers weak. To let the believers think, you cannot not overcome. You know, last night brother Mark said, when the enemy accuses us, he's very general. I'm going to give an example. One time, I have a young brother who I really love. I cared from him when he was in fifth grade. I was when he got baptized and all these things. I took him to many things for the first time. And one day, he came to my house. He just got into the house. I can tell he's not feeling good. His head is down, and I asked him, how are you today? You don't look good. And the first thing he said is, I'm the worst person. I'm so bad. And I remember there was like a fire in me right away. I said, who's telling you that? And I say it not too loud, but I say it with a lot of like, I don't like you, what you're saying. No, I don't like you. I love you, but I don't like how it sounds. I don't know how I say it when I said, who's telling you that? It's like he woke up and he said, that's true. Who's telling me this? Literally, it is like, who is telling me this? I didn't say to him, it's Satan. What I knew is Satan. Because you are not the worst. So you know what happened after that? He likes to play piano. I have a piano at home. And he sat at the piano, and he started just singing. And I joined him. And at the end, we were singing a hymn. We said hallelujah so many times. And we just at the end, hallelujah, praise the Lord. The two of us. You know, the enemy is the accuser. And you know, many times, you know, the enemy also is called the father of lies. As Brother Mark said, at the beginning, he accused you because it's true. You probably did something, you watched something, you hear something. But once you confess, he keeps saying, well, now it's a lie. He's the father of lies. And if you hear him, if you pay attention, he can trick you. And now you are a weak believer. So what happened with this brother, when he arrived, he was very weak. He didn't want to even pray. He didn't want to do anything. But after he realized, that is not true. I just need to put it away. You know, many times the best way to speak the words of the testimony is singing. You forget about everything. He was just saying, hallelujah. He was just playing. He forgot about everything. At the end, he was overcoming. So he overcome that thought. You know, we don't have to overcome a lot of things at the same time. Sometimes as long as you overcome one thought, the enemy is put to shame. Praise the Lord for the blood of Christ. The blood of Christ is an overcoming blood that can help us in all these situations. Even before the message, why the mic was working pretty good, right? Why it has to happen before the message? It's because there's an enemy. And you know the context of Revelation 12:11, it's a battle. And actually, it's the consummation of what happened in the Bible in Genesis 3. In Genesis 3, you have the three main characters of the Bible. You have God somewhere there. He never disappeared. He just, you know, God likes to hide himself. So he was hiding. But probably he was observing what's going on in the garden. So you have man, and you have the serpent, the enemy. So now when you come to Revelation 12, the serpent become a dragon. Well, you know, a lot of believers just pay attention to the serpent becoming a dragon. And actually, you know, one of the ways the enemy make believers weak is through fear. You know, one time I met a young person, a young girl, when I was very new in the Lord. And I was reading my Bible. I was having a great time reading. And she came. And she asked me what I was reading. And I said, the Bible. And I asked her if she read the Bible. And then she told me a little testimony about her experience of the Bible. She said, you know, when I was very little, I wanted to read the Bible. You know, we all have our heart with eternity. We all are looking, seeking for God. So she was little. She was seeking for God. But she said, I opened the Bible. And she opened it in this chapter without knowing. And she read about the dragon. And she got scared. And she said, since then, that was maybe when she was 5 or 6. Now we were 18. And she said, since then, I never opened the Bible. I'm afraid of the Bible. You know, the enemy is like this. He put fear in us to don't trust the blood of Christ, to don't trust in this word of our testimony, and to think that we cannot deny ourselves enough unto death. So, but we have the overcoming blood of Christ, saints, to overcome these accusations of Satan. So, okay, coming back to this. So I said most of the people just pay attention of the dragon, right? But in that vision, we need to pay attention that woman that was defeated, that was tricked by the enemy, also mature. And now it's a woman, mature woman, ready to give birth. You know, this woman represents the church. And he's ready to give birth of a man child. The man child represents the strong part of the believers in the church. You know, what are the overcomers? First of all, they are believers in the church. So as long as you are in the church, you know, you have the chance to overcome. So don't leave the church. The first thing for overcomers are the church, okay? And you know, this woman, the church, mature church, the church in a stage of maturity, is ready to give birth, and the dragon is waiting to eat that man child. So what I'm trying to say is that this aspect of the blood, young people, is telling us that there is a battle today. From the moment that you receive the Lord, there's an enemy who doesn't want you to enjoy the Lord, who will do everything to stop you to pursue the Lord. And let me give you a practical experience that I have. And I'm going to use, you know, do you remember Brother Mark said that when he called Satan, he said, he's the biggest rat? You remember? He's the biggest rat? Okay. So one of the things that I fear the most is rats. Okay. I'm going to tell you two experiences that I have. That's why I said that the enemy is very subtle. Okay. And he knew that I didn't like rats. So one day I was serving in the training in Mexico as an assistant. And then it was only me and another brother that day. And then he came and he said, you know, brother, we have a little problem in some part of the kitchen. And I thought, maybe it's just we need to move things around. And then he said, you know, there's some rats inside of that closet. And I thought, oh, Lord, I'm so afraid of rats. But I didn't say anything. I was like, okay, brother, what do you want to do? what do you want to do? But I said, let me think what we can do and come back later. But when he left, right away I start praying, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, the rats. Lord Jesus, you know that I don't like them. But you know, as I was praying, I don't think I applied the blood, I have to be honest. But I start just speaking, Lord, this training is for your people. I'm afraid of the rats, but this training is going to start next week. I have to overcome the rats. You know, it may seem like a funny, but you know, the enemy can defeat us with small things like that. So what happened is that I was in the Lord. I get some chloride and a broom, and I open that closet, and I overcame. Hallelujah. I killed like 5 or 6, and it was over. Okay. Well, you know, I learned a lesson. I need to overcome everything in the Lord through the blood. So, okay. 10 years later, the Lord moved my family to Anaheim. I was in Mexico, moved to Anaheim. And we moved to this place. And guess what? One night, my wife was looking for something for my son. And she opened one of the drawers. And guess what came out of that closet? A rat. And again, I was a little more bold, but still not too bold. But I realized right away, the Lord reminded me, do you remember in Mexico when you were serving in that training, how the enemy came? Now you move to this country, your first month in this country, and he came with the same thing to put some doubts. You know, that is just an hour thing. But you know what? When the enemy comes like that, he disturbs our soul. And when he disturbs our soul, what happened? There's a verse who said, hate but do not sin. And I will apply this. There's a lot of things that he can cause in our heart that we can cause us to sin. And now we're in trouble, right? Now we're in trouble. So when you are in trouble like that, what do you need? If you commit a sin, what do you need? Louder? Like a little louder? You have to use the amen. And stronger. You have to overcome the precious blood of Christ. So when you have these three things, it seems that they are separate. But you know, in experience, the enemy comes, and at the end he causes you to have to need the blood. But if we don't know how to use it, we're in trouble. Once you don't use the blood, he will come and keep accusing you. That's his tactic. So let's read Roman number 1 all together. According? Yeah. And letter A. We not only have the redeeming blood, but also the prevailing, overcoming blood. And B and C. Okay. When we fight with Satan, the first thing he does is to point out all our weaknesses, all our shortcomings in our conscience, and then accuse and attack us. At such times, we need to know the power and effectiveness of the blood of the Lamb. Once we realize that we are unclean, unholy, unrighteous, we may feel defeated and be caught up from the or pressing in life into us. You know, as I mentioned, once you receive one of his accusations, you know, the Bible said that the way he attacked us in Ephesians 6 is like these lies and accusations are like a fiery dart. You know, in the medieval times, the way to get into higher, like, I don't know, castles or higher places, it was through archery. And you know what happened? When you have a fiery dart, it not only hits something, but it hits and it burns everything around. So he just need to put one thought. For example, for me, when I was there with my wife, just moving to new country, he just have to bring a rat, put a thought of fear, and I don't know what to do. Do I move back to Mexico? You know, one thought, one thing that he does, and we're in trouble. But he says, once we realize that we are unclean, unholy, unrighteous, we may feel defeated and be cut off from the Lord's dispensing of life into us. But you know what is his final goal? Is that we don't enjoy the Lord. That we don't have the dispensing of life. So if you find yourself in a situation like this, young people, you know what you have to say? You have to start speaking. Not only to the Lord, but to the enemy. Satan, I'm not afraid of rats anymore. I moved to this country because I love you. Amen. Or whatever situation. No, that was my situation. But whatever situation you are, you have to speak to the enemy. And say, enemy, you were defeated on the cross. Amen. Yes, maybe. You know, sometimes, especially when I was younger, I don't know if that happened to you ever, but you do something and you keep doing it, you repent, and next month you do it again. You know, and the enemy comes again. No, as the example yesterday, the enemy is next to us all the time. But I remember one time it happened again, and I feel the enemy is accusing me. And I learned a little bit of this. I said, you know, Satan, I'm worse than what you're saying. I'm worse. But you know, I still have the blood of Christ. So go away. And he went away. So we need to learn to use the blood. You know, at the beginning of the conference, we say the blood is a provision. But I will say at the end of the Bible, the blood is a weapon. We should learn to use this blood of Christ as a weapon against the enemy. So let's read the next point, letter D. Ready, go. Okay, one time, dancing us once again. What about we say very loud the part we should tell Satan until blood? Okay, ready? As strong as you can, okay? We should tell Satan, shut this mouth, and should praise the Lamb of God for his overcoming blood. Okay, I need Satan. Okay, sorry. And then I need a Joshua. Joshua, okay. You know, remember, one of the definitions of overcomer is winning the case. You know, the enemy, the Bible describes him also as one who comes to kill and destroy. So the enemy will not come just with a little thing. Sometimes he comes with everything. And we need to win the case. So you remember in that part of the Bible about Joshua, he's here and the enemy is... Oh, no, this is Joshua, sorry. This is Joshua. The enemy is just telling lies, right? Well, you know, the Bible also says, on the other hand, the believers, we have an advocate, one who is there to defend our case. So I need Jesus. Jesus, okay. So I've been telling you, you need to overcome, right? But never try to overcome by yourself. You have to also realize that the way to overcome is because we have an advocate on our side fighting for us. On one hand, the enemy is accusing us day and night. But on the other hand, we have an advocate fighting for our case.
I'm with you, brother. Yeah. Amen.
But I will say the best way to realize this advocate is spending time in the Word. Because you will not know what this person needs to say if you don't spend time in the Word. But you know, when you spend time in the Word and the situation comes, and this accuser is there, he's not going to go away until the Lord finishes him, right? Yeah. And actually, he needs the overcomers to throw the enemy from the air to the earth. Amen. So he needs us. He needs us to be trained to learn how to, instead of listening to him, listening to him.
Use the blood.
Use the blood.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I use the blood.
You see, you need to know your advocate. Okay, thank you. So let me read some verses here. This is Revelation 5:5, and he said, "And one of the elders said to me, 'Do not wept. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has overcome, so that he may open the scroll and its seven seals.'" So it says he has overcome.
Amen.
So Christ is the overcomer.
Amen.
Okay. But then in John 5:4, it's very interesting. It says, "For everything that has been begotten of God overcomes the world." On one hand, again, Jesus is the only overcomer. He's the only overcomer. He overcome death. He overcome everything.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
But anything that is born from this person.
Amen.
So I need Joshua. Well, yeah, you are not Joshua this time. You are, come. You are just, what is your name?
Nevin.
Okay, Nevin. So Nevin is a believer now. So the day he received the Lord, say, "Lord Jesus, I receive you." Okay.
Lord Jesus, I receive you.
Come in.
Amen.
You know who? Not only the Lord came in, you know, the overcomer came in.
Okay. Amen.
Praise the Lord, the overcomer came in.
Praise the Lord.
And now everyone who is born of this overcomer has the capacity to overcome.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Has the capacity. Thank you. So what I'm trying to say is, when you are in a situation in which the enemy is trying to make you weak, you have to remember, on one hand you have the blood outside, but inside of you, you have the overcomer. Using my example again, if I stay on my emotions and I see a rat, and actually, I'm not going to tell you more stories about rats, but those are not the only times that happened. And every time that happened, I know, it's the enemy. Something of the Lord is going to happen because he's trying to stop it. As I said, the goal is that he wants to impart more of himself to you. Once you overcome, you know what you realize? You gain more of the Lord. There's something of the Lord waiting for you. But we don't know if we don't overcome, right? So, and then I remember reading, I'm going to read you another verse. I remember when I read this verse, I said, no, that cannot happen. That's not possible. You know, this is 1 John 2:13. And I'm going to read is the second part. It says, I write to you, young men, and this includes sisters, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. Do you believe this? Young men, you have overcome the evil one. If you believe this word, say amen.
Amen.
Young men, you have overcome the evil one.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, we can overcome the evil one.
Praise the Lord.
You know, when I was very young in the Lord, I feel that's not possible. Well, you know, if you can see the blood, if you can see the advocate defending you, gaining the case, if you speak to the enemy, this word is true. You can say one day, Lord, we are young and we overcome the evil one. So praise the Lord for the precious blood of Christ. Amen. That is not only the precious blood of Christ, but tonight is the prevailing, overcoming blood of Christ. Amen. So what about we all say the same? Thank you for your prevailing. Say it. Thank you for your prevailing, overcoming blood of Christ. So don't forget, we don't fight this fight alone. We fight this fight in the Lord. So let's continue on the outline. Roman number 2. Please. Okay, all together. Ready? Go. In order to go on possibly to enjoy being saved in Christ's life, we need to learn to apply His overcoming blood. So in order to go on positively. Our prayer, young brothers and sisters, is that you go on in the Lord positively. For sure, we're having a wonderful time in this conference. Do you like the conference so far? Amen. Hallelujah for the conference. Amen. Well, you know, tomorrow is the last day. It's sad, right? It's sad. But brothers and sisters, the Lord is calling for overcomers. Amen. For sure, we can overcome here all together, right? Praise the Lord every meeting. Hallelujah. But when you go home, I don't want to scare you, but we need to really see this. There's a dragon waiting. That's for us, it's so important to tell you, you have the blood of Christ. When you see him, you can tell me, I have the blood of Christ. When he comes during the week, you have to remember there's an advocate on your side, fighting for your case. You know, we, in some way, I'm going to say this, we are all a case, right? We're all a case. But he loves us, and we are his case. So he is with us. We are his case, brothers and sisters. So let's read A. The enemy has done much and is still doing his best to frustrate us from going on positively. He always causes us to review our past, look ourselves, and consider our own pitiful situation and condition. These are the enemy's subtle guiles. You know, the enemy really, I don't like the word hate, but with him I use it. I hate Satan because he likes to remind us things that we do 10 years ago, 20 years ago. I mean, you're not 20, but he likes to remind us what we did yesterday, just to weaken us. But now we know we have the blood of Christ. And you know, sometimes you have to apply the blood. But as we say, if you apply it, don't apply it again. What you need is the second thing to overcome. You need the word of the testimony. You know, and we apply this because the Lord did the same in Matthew 4. When he was tempted by the devil, he didn't apply the blood. He spoke to the enemy again and again. He spoke the word again and again, saying, go away. And you know what happened after multiple times? The Bible said the enemy left. But he said he was waiting for another time to return. But at least at that moment, the Lord Jesus, as a man, you know what he did? He overcome the enemy. Amen. And now we have this one in our spirit. So I hope that you never doubt the Lord. He overcome the enemy. And he's in your spirit. So we read what? Letter A? So let's read letter B and C. And our weaknesses. There is absolutely no need for us to be troubled by anything. The blood is sufficient to cleanse us from every sin. You know, when we learn to do this, I will say every night you can go and you have trouble with, you don't have trouble with anything. You have the best sleep because you trust in the Lord. Whatever happened, you trust in the Lord. So may the Lord train us to use his blood. May the Lord train us to speak the word of our testimony. Our testimony is that we have Christ in our spirit as the overcomer. And also, our testimony, brothers and sisters, is that we are able to deny ourselves to the end. Okay, let's read letter C, 1 and 2. We should not listen to the enemy's accusations in our conscience. Instead of listening to the accuser, we need to behold the Lord. Christ is our life, our goal, and our everything. Just look away unto Him. That's what I said, the best way, many times when you don't know what to do, the best way is to sing. Just sing, Lord, I choose. Maybe I fail again, but I choose to be an overcomer. Lord, yes, my condition is not the best, but I choose You. I choose to go to the meeting. Even if I feel bad, I guarantee you at the end of the meeting, you will feel good. But choose to be an overcomer. Being an overcomer is a choosing. It's a choosing to believe the Word. It's a choosing to believe the blood is sufficient. It's a choosing to believe the word of our testimony. And as I said, it's a choosing to believe that we can overcome to be a self-centered person. Amen. And love the Lord and the church more than ourselves. So now the last point is just the summary. Maybe we can all stand up and read it together. And I'm going to conclude here. Okay, ready? On your own. Okay, ready? Go. As we wage a war against Satan, we must see the blood and declare that we are under His covering. This blood is the prevailing blood, and it speaks and implies a great deal. Only God, and to some extent the devil, know how much the blood implies. But whether or not we know all that the blood implies, as long as we apply it, we shall have all that it implies. Therefore, we can overcome Satan because of the blood of the Lamb. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now the brothers will tell us what to do.